This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have another guest that is a returning guest. He is Henry Fahman. He is the CEO of FI Group. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PHIL. The Phil Group is a fully reporting company with the Securities Exchange Commission. The company acquires and consolidates targeted selected industries with large growing markets, and they invest in special situations, provides M&A advisory services to international private and publicly companies. Henry, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be back to the show and our audience.
You know, you've been traveling around the world a lot, and, you know, rumor has it that you guys got like a $10 million equity line facility that you have with Assure Capital. And how does that help you out with your financial plans?
Well, before I go into some forward-looking topics, and I would like to, if you don't mind, to read off the usual disclaimer for safe harbor.
Sure, go ahead.
Protection, you know? Yeah. And this presentation may contain forward-looking information within the meaning of Section 21E of the Securities Exchange Act of 1934. And as amended as well, including statements regarding potential sales, the success of the company's business, as well as statements that include the word believe or a similar expression. And those forward-looking statements, you know, involve known and unknown risks, you know, uncertainties and other factors that may cause the actual results, performance, and achievements of our company to differ materially from those implied or expressed by such forward-looking statement. And those factors include, among other things, the risk factors included in our reports that have been filed with the SEC. And we want to state these facts, you know, to for our company and for our investors and public community protection as well, you know.
Very well said. Very well said. So tell us a little bit about your $10 million equity line with Assure Capital.
Yeah, Assure Capital has been providing a number of similar facilities to other companies. We have done our due diligence and also checked with some NASDAQ-listed companies that have very successfully utilized this facility, this instrument. And the way it works, you know, we register a predetermined amount of shares and make them available when we want to draw down on the line. It's 6% discount to market price, so it's very reasonable. Yeah, it's not something that is, I mean, outrageous, you know, as far as the interest rate or the spread is concerned. And the beauty of this facility is that, you know, we can draw it out when we need, not at the request or the will or the instruction of the investor, you know. So it's up to the company's need and circumstances and requirements. So it's very flexible for us, you know.
As I mentioned, you've been traveling all over the world. You put out many previous press releases, and some of those press releases, a number of your projects that you've been working on, such as organic farming in Florida, the Sasi products, and merger acquisitions. Which one of these are going to be bringing in revenues first, and which of these are going to be long-term a significant value for the company in the long run?
All of them will be bringing revenues, we can say. And actually, our merger and acquisitions has been our core business for a long time. In the past, we helped take a number of companies public in the U.S. market. One case in particular, Cavico Corporation from Vietnam, which was listed on NASDAQ stock market. We also did a spin-off of one of our subsidiaries. It was called ATC Technology, later became Eastbridge Investment Group, and then ultimately became Cellular Medicine Group after it merged with a Chinese company and also got listed to NASDAQ. And that stock, at one time, went above $40 a share. You know, we used to own like 10 million shares in that company. too bad we didn't keep them long enough. But any of these transactions we are working on right now, our merchant acquisition, as both as a principal, we buy companies for ourselves, and also we provide the merchant acquisition advisory services to other companies through which we will earn fee revenues in cash and also a chunk of stock as ownership in those client/partner companies. Right now we own about 30 million shares of a company called MYSN, traded on the pink sheet right now, but in the process of upgrading their filings, and we'll be fully reporting, and we'll be qualified for NASDAQ listing. So the fees from our equity earning, from this transaction, at the moment it may not look very significant, but it can be a great contribution to our balance sheet down the road. And then the organic farming program, right now our very conservative projection, we believe first year we can generate about $13 million, second year about $84 million, third year we'll be ramping up full speed, so it should be about $240 million by the third year. And then the gross profit, according to first year, about $3.2 million, second year about $21 million, but third year could be up to like $57 million. So this can be very significant going forward from here. And then the Sacha Inchi products, it's a new product in the U.S. market. We will be importing the product starting this quarter, so we should be able to generate revenues going forward starting next quarter. And right now it's still very small, but interestingly, just like the coconut oil, like in the early 90s, it was, I wouldn't say a loser, but people didn't really pay attention to it. But now it's become very popular, and it's a multi-billion dollar business. And the Sacha Inchi is much, much better in terms of quality compared to coconut, because not only the oil, but also the nut, the seed itself, has omega-3, omega-6, and omega-9 in a very, very well-balanced composition and very good for health. And so, all these will be driving revenues to the company. Some will be sooner, others will be later. But overall, all these will add to the total revenue stream and also profitability for the company going forward.
Can we touch upon the organic farming? When are those revenues are going to hit the balance sheet, your best estimate?
Yeah, on the organic farming, as I mentioned, the revenue as we have planned out, based on our very conservative projection right now, the first year we about almost $13 million, but second year will be about $84 million, and then third year will be $244 million. And in terms of net profit, net income, by the third year it should be about $35 million a year,
So, but when is the first revenues of those going to fall on your balance sheet? Next quarter? This quarter?
Yeah, it would be, we're looking about, next quarter and the following quarter, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the second and third quarter, these revenues should start trickling in and falling on the balance sheet.
Right, right. And plus we are buying some producing farms in Asia as well. And when we complete the audit and bring them under our fold, then, those will be producing reporting revenues for us as well,
Absolutely. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, I know you guys want to raise some money through the EB-5 investor visa program. How does it work, first of all, tell us? And does this new immigration law, is that going to affect your plan?
No, actually, the new immigration affect our plan, proceed because, the new immigration law limits or places constraint on illegal immigration, not legal. But for EB-5 program, it's an investor visa program that provides opportunity for wealthy foreign investors that want to gain residency in the U.S. by investing right now. It's only $500,000 per family into a targeted employment area, excuse me, which, you know, where we're doing the farming right now. It's only $500,000 per family right now, but I think the new law, it may raise that threshold amount to maybe $1.2, $1.3 million. But, you know, there are many qualified people in Asia, in Middle East and so forth that want to come under this program. So that'd be a good mechanism for us to raise long-term capital at low cost of capital.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So my guest today is Henry Fahlman. He is the CEO of FI Group. They trade on the OTC markets under PHIL. Their market cap's around $1.6 million, which I think is tremendously, tremendously undervalued. Their stock's trading at 11 cents. In closing here, Henry, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to my listeners?
Yeah, I think with the new focus we are putting on the company right now and the initiatives that are well underway, you know, both the organic farming, the new Sajinji products, and our ongoing merchant acquisition programs, you know, these will bring in very significant value for our company and for our shareholders, you know, going forward from here, you know.
Absolutely. Well, I want to thank you for taking time out and coming on the show. I know you're a busy guy. You fly all over the world looking for undiscovered companies and bringing them into your fold. I wish you nothing but success, and I hope that maybe 40 or 50 days from now you'll come back on the show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, looking forward to coming back and updating our audience. Hopefully by that time we'll have good news to share as well, you know.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.